You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dmitry Zakharov, the CEO and co-founder of Impact Enterprises, a socially conscious outsourcing provider that provides digital jobs for skilled youth in Africa. He previously worked in finance in New York, as well as places like India and Azerbaijan in the social development space. Dmitry, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much.
You bet. So to get things started, tell us, what is Impact Enterprises and what kind of services do you offer?
So as you mentioned, Impact Enterprises is the first socially conscious outsourcing provider in Zambia, in Southern Africa. So we provide support services that are cost-effective, personalized, and scalable for small and medium-sized businesses and research firms. So we launched in 2013, and we currently employ about 60 employees in Africa. And we work with a variety of small, early-stage and growth-stage businesses across a variety of industries. This might be in e-commerce, travel, fast companies, fashion, career, real estate, even digital marketing agencies. And as an outsourcing provider, we provide a variety of support services. These are medium-skilled tasks in four main categories. First being lead generation. That's researching businesses and executives to support sales groups. Second is around content moderation, anything that's happening on a client's platform, app, website, anything such as business descriptions, audio, video, images, geolocation, even social media. Third is around order management support for invoicing, shipping, first-level customer response. And fourth, around data entry, so that's primarily for research-type firms. And to date, we've worked with about 50 companies across the U.S., the U.K., Germany, Eastern Europe, as far as Australia, and domestically in Zambia as well.
Now, Dmitry, what do you mean by Impact Enterprises being socially conscious? Touch on that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, we operate in Zambia, which is a southern African country, where youth unemployment is around 59%. And so what we do to tackle unemployment is we hire high school and college graduates that we find have exceptional English skills, and we provide them with training around computers. So this starts with basic skills such as doing effective Google searches, reading websites efficiently, using tools like LinkedIn, Wikipedia, social media tools, and then over time more and more advanced software. And for most of them, this is their first formal job. So they're working with us full-time, and they're supporting different businesses around the world. But on an ongoing basis, we also provide development workshops for them personally and professionally. So we have weekly workshops around workplace skills such as teamwork, communication, and problem solving. We bring guest speakers to talk about their careers and talk about goal setting for their careers. We do financial planning services to talk about savings. And about just over half of our employees are female, so we have a separate support group for our female employees because of the large gender inequality in the country and the obstacles that they face day to day. So to date, we've, over the last 3 years, hired over 130 employees, and 83% of them are supporting on average 3.5 other people, most of those being family members. So it's an amazing impact that we're having on our community.
Most definitely. And so tell us, what's the benefit of companies outsourcing their work? And we obviously hear a lot about the cost savings of hiring someone abroad. Touch on that, if you would, as well.
Yeah, definitely. So most companies think just about the bottom line, the cost savings when it comes to outsourcing, and that's certainly a really big factor. But there's really so much more to it than that. Just as important, especially for small companies, is time savings, because they're probably hitting goals really quickly, and they have a really lean team. They can't spend a lot of money hiring more and more people. So by outsourcing tasks, you're essentially increasing the number of hands that you have, and you're not reinventing the wheel. And so what that allows businesses to do is to focus on their core business. So their salespeople are selling, data analysts are analyzing the data and are fixing discrepancies, their developers are building great products and not getting stuck in low-level bugs. But just as important is, and really important, is the top-line benefit that companies don't think about, which is their revenue. So a really important service would be around lead generation. So building out companies' pipelines and expanding the reach of their sales teams through, say, cold calling services or outreach. You can hire copywriters to write your content. You can have people manage your social media, which obviously is very time-consuming. Especially customer support as well, so managing the phones, and building new customer features or just fixing problems. You know, if you have happy customers, that's going to make sure they're coming back to you, they're going to be recommending your business. And so this is a huge impact on the top line. So it's really not just about the cost savings when it comes to outsourcing these days.
It certainly makes a lot of sense as well. Today we're joined by Dmitry Zakharov, the CEO and co-founder of Impact Enterprises, a socially conscious outsourcing provider that provides digital jobs for skilled youth in Africa here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Dmitry, how has Impact Enterprises been successful in supporting your client segment?
Yeah, so what we found is that there's very few outsourcing services that are curated to the small and medium business space. So most of the companies that we approach are either looking at or are working with freelancers, which you can find online. But it causes several problems. So oftentimes communication is a problem if you're interviewing lots of people that are working abroad. Accuracy is really hit or miss. Some of these freelancers really don't have much accountability. And it becomes very difficult once the project scales. You're going to be constantly putting out more bids, interviewing people, and you're managing a disparate team all over the world. The flip side is that large established outsourcing providers oftentimes have contract minimums, which aren't going to be feasible for smaller companies. So we at Impact Enterprise, we focus on the SME space and really curate a personalized support service to them. So we do that, one, through not having any contract minimums. We're happy to start with companies small and grow with them over time. We always create a dedicated team to our clients. So they'll have a project manager assigned to them, so there's a direct line of communication. We also follow any guidelines and standards that the clients assign to us. So that might be setting up a unique QA process, putting together documentation, any reports that the clients require for us. And we handle all the admin work. So we're in charge of growing the team, training them to make sure that the project is handled appropriately. And so the clients can really just focus on their core business.
Now, you mentioned your team is based in Africa. Tell us some more about your experience working in Africa. I'm sure that would be an interesting to hear about the details there.
Yeah, it's a really unique experience for us. So we're based in Zambia, which is a southern African country of about 15 million people. It's an English-speaking country. It used to be a British territory. And it's a really interesting country to do business in because it has a really stable political situation and economic situation. It's very safe to live in, and in general, the weather is fantastic, actually, so it's a really great place to live as well. So it has the right factors for businesses to succeed there. But the problem so far with the government has been that they've really just focused on the mining and the agriculture sectors, which are important, but they haven't embraced the tech sector. And that's very unfortunate because there's a huge potential, as we all know, with what the tech sector can do for creating new industries and jobs. There's millions of unemployed youth in the country. They're English speaking and they're ready to work. And we found that they do have the skills in order to compete globally. And so what we're doing is we operate in this sector called impact sourcing, which is a subsector of the larger business process outsourcing industry, which has existed for 30 years. But in the last 5 years, it's really taken hold in Africa. And aside from us, there's companies in Kenya and Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa doing this sort of work. Big corporations like Microsoft are investing a lot of attention into investing into the talent and training programs. So companies are really tackling the unemployment issue through outsourcing in a really unique way. And we're really excited to be pioneering this as the first impact sourcing company in Zambia.
Very impressive. I certainly really do appreciate the approach as well. Lastly, so tell us, what are some key takeaways for small to medium-sized enterprises listening in today?
Yeah, so businesses should really understand that outsourcing has now become a really important part of running a business. A lot of companies are really outsourcing just about all aspects of their operations, from their front-end sales to their back-end accounting and HR practices. But they really want to keep in mind that the benefit isn't just for the top line, but it can have a huge impact on the it's not just about the bottom line, but it can have a huge impact on the top line with their revenues, as I mentioned. And luckily, over the last few years, as companies have become more and more socially conscious with their supply chain, there's a lot of socially conscious options emerging out there in Africa and around the world, such as Outside Impact Enterprise.
Once again, Dimitri, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you with us today, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you with an update in the future. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Impact Enterprises and how they can be in touch as well.
Great. So our website is www.impactenterprises.org. We're on Twitter at ImpactBPO. And they can email any inquiries to info@impactenterprises.org.
Dimitri, once again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric. It was great speaking with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Dimitri Zakharov, the CEO and co-founder of Impact Enterprises, a socially conscious outsourcing provider that provides digital jobs for skilled youth in Africa. And for more information and for contact, simply visit impactenterprises.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.